Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Richard Thompson, the founder and partner of Factory, a team of experienced operators who acquire meaningful equity stakes in high potential food, beverage, and pet health companies and partner with them to rapidly build value. Mr. Thompson, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
And you're most welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing all the details on this. So for starters, if you would, tell us about your company, Factory, and what you do, and how do you help startups? Let's kick it off there.
Well, Factory is an innovation and startup company for companies that are at least $2 million in sales to 20. So our target area is 2 to 20 million. The idea, at least 2 million sales, gives us an opportunity to do some consumer insights, understand the entrepreneur, understand the retailers, and figure out how best to scale these companies up. So we just want to remind all the listeners that this is an innovation center, so we can help these companies grow sooner, faster, with less mistakes. But the idea at Factory is to be able to invest in these smaller companies. We've raised a small fund of $250 million. And with this money is that we're looking to invest in 15 to 20 companies over the next couple of years. We've got four of them we've invested in already. And we have our location is in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, which we call the Lehigh Valley. It's between New York City and Philadelphia. So it's a really interesting area with about a million people in the area. And a lot of interesting things have gone on in Bethlehem. If you remember your history lesson, Bethlehem Steel was located here, with about 35,000 employees in the back in the day when they were making steel over here. So what we did is we purchased one of the old steel buildings, building number 96 actually, and renovated it. So we've put about $10 million into a really cool renovation, taking an old industrial building and turn it into a millennial innovation center. And the idea is to see if we can turn this area, the Lehigh Valley, into kind of the East Coast Innovation Center for food, beverage, and pet companies, similar to what Austin, Texas has done after Whole Foods opened up over there, and what Boulder, Colorado has done over the last 30 years in the Boulder area with all their entrepreneur infrastructure, kind of what Portland, Oregon, and that area around has done. But when we got looking around, there really wasn't an area like that on the East Coast. So I think over the next several years, if we play our cards right and do our work, we should be able to see if we can't make the Lehigh Valley the next kind of Austin, Texas, or Boulder, Colorado for food, beverage, and pet companies. So after getting the building, we've renovated it. Is that the difference is that a lot of people say, oh, we're a private equity firm or a venture capital firm. We are not. We are operators with capital. I myself have built more than 10 manufacturing facilities for different food and beverage companies that I've operated and been CEO of. So we know how to build and operate CPG companies. We know retailers, we know the distribution system, we know marketing, sales, and we know how to hire the right people. So having said that, when we give money out to these companies, and not giving money out, but when we invest in some of these smaller food and beverage companies, they have to actually move to the Lehigh Valley and move into our building, which is quite unusual because usually people give money out and you don't have to go anywhere. Wherever you are, you get the money and you show back up maybe 3 or 4 months later and with a dashboard and talk about financials or sales or whatever that might be the appropriate discussion. Here, you come to the Lehigh Valley and move into our building. Think about, you know, get a scholarship from Harvard or Stanford or Boulder, Colorado. You have to actually move to that college and go to school. Well, when you get money from Factory, you actually have to move to Lehigh Valley and move into the Factory building. And it is really a cool place. So if you think of it as kind of two-part, that you move into the Factory building and we have a bunch of ocean shipping containers we've painted and cut up and made, stacked them up and made them really kind of cool. You live in one of those, not actually sleep there. You do everything but sleep there. And you move in and make it your office. Think of it as your kind of dorm room, and then the rest of the building has been built out with all the assets, kind of like classrooms, everything from packaging, design, and engineering to consumer insights, the conference center to social media, supply chain, e-commerce, innovation centers, Harvard food scientists that help you with ingredients. So we have all of the sales, marketing, finance, HR, all in the building. So you're moving in and surrounding yourself with all of these professionals. One of our new companies said it nicely. He said, I'm a $2 million company, but I've surrounded myself with $200 million knowledge of a larger company. So we think it's a real unique opportunity for these small companies that really get it and want help and support. Because as these companies grow up, a lot of them become stuck where they realize they can't do everything and they actually need help. Those are the smart entrepreneurs we want to be around. So that's kind of it in a nutshell, but if you got some questions, I'll be happy to answer your questions.
Certainly do have a couple other questions for you, and that certainly is a thorough response there and most helpful, certainly lays the groundwork here. Now, tell us, what is the Pet Innovation Challenge that was held recently at Factory? Get into some of that or some of those details there.
Well, what we're doing here at Factory is that instead of having Shark Tank, which we don't can't use that trademark, is that we're doing these innovation challenges here at Factory. The first one we did was the Pet Innovation Challenge. We teamed up with our friends at New Hope. New Hope is the group that puts on Expo East and Expo West, which have, I think at Expo West out in Anaheim, they have over 100,000 people attend that one. And then Expo East here on the East Coast, they have 50, 60,000 people that attend that one. So we've teamed up with them to help them get into the pet knowledge and pet space. And since with our large pet background with Meow Mix and Fresh Pet, is that we make a good combination. And so what we did in the pet challenge is that we didn't want to just be Shark Tank, get up there, tell us your story, and maybe somebody wants to invest and maybe somebody doesn't. Since Factory has all these services and tries to help solve problems, is that the 10 entrepreneurs that we had here for a first pet challenge here at Factory got up and told their story, but then they also told about their single largest business challenge. It could be supply, it could be marketing, it could be packaging, it could be financing, but any number of challenges that these entrepreneurs face. So they told about the biggest challenge, and as they all got finished, then they all broke up into mentoring groups. We had as many as 10 people in these mentoring groups, and they went off to the side, and they all mentored in different locations around the Factory building and for about an hour and a half. And then they all came back to the stage, and they talked about how they think they've solved their largest challenge, or maybe it's a path to how they think they've solved their challenge. But what it gives us a chance to do is see the entrepreneur in action, to see how they work with mentors, and then understand if those are the kind of people we'd want to work with or invest in. So we had 10 of those, and we ended up with first place, second, third, and fourth place here. And they all got prizes between cash and going to Expo East as a free booth and certain hours working with the Factory staff. So we wanted to help them solve problems. And the other two we have a food one that we do with Sprouts down in Arizona in Scottsdale. So we just finished that one on September 19th. We had 45 companies go down that are small, innovative companies that are not in Sprouts anyway, or Whole Foods. Most of them are not. And present to Sprouts in a really meaningful way, and they get to see the Sprouts management, and even the president of Sprouts spoke to the group directly. So we hold our food one right now with Sprouts, and that was our second annual one with Sprouts. And then with beverage, we're going to hold in our first beverage, and we'll hold in 2020 with Allen Flavors. Allen Flavors is one of our partners. Of course, they do big company. They do like all the flavoring and innovation for Arizona iced tea. So that one will happen sometime, hopefully in the spring of 2020.
Sounds like a lot of exciting things going on there at Factory. Now, I'd be curious, who won the challenge and why and how does that help the company and your company? Talk to us about that, if you would.
Well, the one that won over here is a company, a lady. She's a scientist, and she's working on a product to keep animals' teeth clean and plaque off their teeth. It's called Teeth. And she's a young lady that has a really interesting idea where she's got this all-natural, I'm not sure if it's organic, but all-natural formula that simply you put in the water of the pet bowl. And she claims it does better than eating any of the teeth cleaning bones, et cetera, et cetera. So we put a group around her. We're going to understand the science around it and understand the how it works and to be sure it's something we'd want to invest in. But we certainly like the idea of scaling up something that is large and scalable because every pet owner wants to have their pet's health better and their teeth cleaner.
Yeah, for sure on that. Today we are joined by Mr. Richard Thompson, the founder and partner of Factory, a team of experienced operators who acquire meaningful equity stakes in high-potential food, beverage, and pet health companies and partner with them to rapidly build value. And Mr. Thompson has joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, in addition, what else happened during the two-day event and what will be the lesson people and companies learn by coming to the event?
Well, it's obviously a huge networking opportunity. We certainly didn't, with Expo East, like they have 100,000 people. We certainly didn't have 100,000 people here. But our 40,000 square foot old Bethlehem factory building, we had about 250, maybe as many as 300 people here. And so it was a great networking event everywhere from Debbie Phillips, which is the editor-in-chief of Pet Industry Magazine, to the people of Animal Supply, which is one of the larger pet distribution companies in America, and other people of that caliber were all here at the event. So the networking opportunity and getting to meet and know these people direct was really important. And also all of the contestants got the experience to stand up on the stage and speak openly and freely to all of these people in the audience. So a lot of angel investors that were here that obviously could write a check to help these companies move along as well. So they got a lot of networking experience, opportunities to have investments, and personal experience of standing on the stage and presenting. And then lastly, they got an hour and a half with a lot of really senior professional mentors to help them think through their largest challenge of their company has at the current time.
Certainly appreciate the feedback and response there. Most helpful in all regards. Now, also looking ahead, what is next for Factory to help other companies, other events or programs planned? Anything else we should be aware of there?
Well, we just finished event with Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo had their consumer and beverage team here from all around the country. They had about 60 other senior bankers here looking for innovation for their customers. So not naming some of the customers here because I don't want to get into their personal stuff, but they had several large leading bank customers here at the factory building showing them how innovation is done. The bankers obviously bringing value to their customers simply from the fact that they're bringing their customer out of their manufacturing environment and bringing them to this lean and mean innovation machine, if you will. Because, as you know, bigger companies just have a really hard time innovating, and any help they can get to come up with these new products is very helpful to them. So whether it's bankers coming or whether it's these small innovation companies coming to Factory, it's helpful that we can be here with our senior team to help all these folks learn sooner, faster, and get their companies into the marketplace.
Well, Mr. Thompson, certainly appreciate your thoroughness here and for what you do in the space and helping startups as well through Factory and all that you're doing there. If you would, I'm sure listeners want to know how companies could work with you and how they could be in touch with. Can they get further details?
Well, we have our website, Factory LLC, it's factory-llc.com. And they can go there and they can check out what Factory does and some of the companies that we have. And there's an information page and they can certainly apply. Through our website. The four companies we currently have, we have one that's called Mikey's. Mikey's is a better for you baking company that has several great products that are gluten-free, dairy-free, et cetera, so that that people that have a need state certainly can use these products. It's all frozen. We ship it around. It's available at Sprouts, some at Walmart, some at Whole Foods, et cetera, around the country. A lot of the natural retailers carry Mikey's. for one of their key products is a Mikey's Pocket. Mikey's Pocket is, I don't want to use a comparison, but like a Hot Pocket, that your listeners would know what a Hot Pocket is. But this is a better for you pocket, if you will. It has less ingredients and is just a healthier, cleaner product, a cleaner ingredient deck on it. So that's an interesting product. We have another product that's Pipcorn, Pipcorn Snacks. A bunch of really great entrepreneurs out of Brooklyn moved from Brooklyn over here to factory, and they are making some really interesting Pip snacks with some small kernel-sized popcorn that is really, really interesting, and the listeners can read more of it on the website. Another one is s'mores. It's called, the company's called Stuff Puffs. A young man's figured out how to stuff a marshmallow with chocolate, which is a really difficult procedure, and really nobody's ever done it. And so he's figured out how to do it. And so it's think of an instant s'more. Most of them never make it to the fire because people eat them before they get to the fire. But they're really cool Stuff Puffs. Now, they're available at Walmart. From that standpoint, we have another company called Honey Stinger. Honey Stinger is a sports nutrition company for people on the move. So whether you're an athlete on the field or a athlete off the field, or just somebody that needs extra energy, is that we're putting fueling stations all around the country so you can go fuel yourself up and meet your goals, whatever those goals might be, with the Honey Stinger brand. It's main ingredient, or one of the main ingredients, is obviously honey. That gives you really great energy. It's all natural. And if there's any sugar left in this country that's any good for you, it's got to be honey. Because as mom always told you, you know, honey's a good thing to put in your diet. So anyway, those are some of the type of companies that we have.
Awesome details here today. And again, we certainly appreciate what you're doing in the space through Factory. Again, folks, again, it is factory-llc.com for more information. Mr. Thompson, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
You're welcome. Talk to you later.
You bet. Have a good one out there. We've been speaking with Mr. Richard Thompson, the founder and partner of Factory, a team of experienced operators who acquire meaningful equity stakes in high potential food, beverage, and pet health companies and partner with them to rapidly build value. And for further details, visit factory-llc.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.